When you buy a home, a lot of costs pop up at the final closing. Some of the biggest ones relate to title insurance. WBUR's investigative team has found it's a business that's a major hidden moneymaker for real estate lawyers and insurance companies. And title insurance is entirely unregulated in Massachusetts. WBUR's Beth Healy has the story.
Peter Ott is a numbers guy in the insurance business, and he has a sharp eye. But when he bought his first home in Dorchester with his partner this year, some of the closing costs surprised him. Several of the charges had to do with the property title, showing they had a legal right to own the property and no one else could lay claim to it. Ott runs through the paperwork on their purchase. First, his lawyer charged a pretty modest $200 for the title search.
So on the face of it, I'm thinking, oh, okay, that is the amount that it costs to do a title search. Cool.
Ott also paid his lawyer $1,425 to handle other title work and to represent him. But there was more. Insurance on the title.
Then I also see my lender's title insurance amount. And I believe if I scroll down, I can see my owner's title insurance amount. So roughly those two, it's almost $5,000.
They were required to buy the first insurance policy to protect the bank that wrote the mortgage in case anything went wrong with the title later. Then, their lawyer strongly urged them to buy another insurance policy for themselves. His lawyer said it was optional, but as Ott and so many others have experienced, there's pressure to buy that second policy.
And your real estate attorney is telling you, we highly suggest this. You know, here's the risk that you're taking on if you don't purchase it. Why wouldn't you buy it, right? The whole idea behind hiring the real estate attorney is they are representing you in your best interest, both from a legal standpoint, but hopefully from a financial standpoint as well.
After the deal was done, Ott sent an email to his attorneys asking for more detail. He was shocked to learn that they'd earned about $3,800 of the $5,000 he'd paid for the title insurance. WBUR found as much as 80% of the money homebuyers shell out for title coverage goes to the person selling the insurance. In Massachusetts, that person is your real estate lawyer.
I mean, it's a scam, not just in Massachusetts, it's a scam nationwide.
That's Bruce Marks. He runs a nonprofit that helps people get mortgages called NACA, or Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America in Boston. He says the big payouts buried in title insurance drive up closing prices unfairly for consumers.
You know, they get so much of what I call a kickback. You know, you can call it a fee, but I believe it's a kickback.
Title insurance costs are lightly regulated nationally. According to a report by the National Association of Insurance Commissioners and state regulators contacted by WBUR, Massachusetts is one of just a half dozen states where rates are not regulated at all. Iowa is the one state that handles things differently. They outlawed title insurance decades ago. Instead, Iowa offers coverage at a much lower cost, $175 on the average home, and essentially guarantees a clean title. Lawyers at the firm representing Ott declined to be interviewed. In an email, attorney Sonia Salami, who runs the firm, said lawyers and title agents no longer have to disclose their cuts of title insurance costs since federal regulators simplified mortgage forms in 2015. Noel DiCarlo is a real estate lawyer and an expert on titles at the Real Estate Bar Association in Boston.
The reality is if attorneys weren't getting a portion of the title insurance, our fees for representing borrowers and lenders would be significantly higher.
But consumers don't know lawyers are getting most of the title fees. DiCarlo says she doesn't feel it's a conflict of interest for lawyers to recommend insurance they get paid for behind the scenes. Few clients ask about the cost, she says. They just want to know their title's in good shape. Lawyers sell title insurance on the off chance a problem could crop up after the house is purchased, like a tax lien or a contested will. To understand this mysterious business of researching a title, we went to the Registry of Deeds office in downtown Boston. We met with Tom Ryan, the first assistant register. He says the U.S. title system dates back to the city of Boston's very beginnings in the 1630s.
So in 1634, there was basically disputes already starting to surface between the settlers about who owned what.
We walk into a room full of hundreds of hardcover books stored on rows of shelves. Ryan pulls out a thick volume to look up one rather famous Bostonian's properties.
So I'm going to look up the name Revere, and then I'm going to look down and I'm going to find the name Paul. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 15 entries for property owned by Paul Revere in the late 1700s.
Going through the old books takes time. But on most home purchases today, searches are done online and are pretty straightforward. Lawyers often farm the job out to professional title examiners who complete the search in a few hours for a couple $100. Yet a multi-billion dollar industry has been built around the possibility that the search is not accurate or complete. Massachusetts State Representative Antonio Cabral, a Democrat from New Bedford, has been trying for 10 years to get the legislature to reform title insurance.
You can't shop around. You can't compare rates. There's no such thing. The insurance division doesn't even have the rates of any of these title insurance companies.
The state insurance division routinely reviews rates on other types of insurance, like automobile and medical. Cabral says consumers shouldn't have to pay so much for title coverage, especially when they refinance, and lawyers should disclose their fees. But he's found a lot of resistance from attorneys and insurance companies.
So it's not an easy fight, if you will, but is one that I believe is worth fighting. I think the consumers need to be protected or at least be informed and be given some options here.
Cabral's bills have stalled with the legislature's Joint Financial Services Committee. A WBUR review found that half the lawmakers on that committee have had ties to the real estate business. They all declined to comment or said they knew little about the lack of regulation of title insurance. Officials at the insurance division did not agree to an interview. Until there's more oversight, consumers seeking guidance on title insurance are on their own. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Beth Healy.
WBUR's Laura Crangle contributed to this report. If you have a tip for the investigative team, you can contact them at 1-800-332-9287.